Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from Iosco County Coats for Kids, once again, June Percy. How are you today, June?
Couldn't be better, thank you,
good.
Kevin.
Always glad to catch up with you, and we do it once a week leading up to the big distribution. And, of course, as always, the boxes are out there, so check out your Facebook page to find out where all the boxes are throughout the county, right?
Yes, please do.
Yeah, indeed. But let's talk about a few different things today. One of them, we're waiting on some shoes. Is that right?
Well, we are. Ben Harris of Make Way Move All is an angel to us. He brings these shoes from Harbor Springs whenever they're available. And there's usually 500 or 600 pairs of brand new Merrell shoes that come in probably once a year. Mm-hmm. So we're all excited. And I'm making out lists of who wants them because we send some out to the schools, and they go to the homeless shelter, the women's shelter, IRESA. And we have enough that after the food pantries and everyone's happy, we make up some boxes and we send them down to Livonia in the Detroit area to the Methodist orphanage there. Mm. There's a very large orphanage. I think they're on like 40 acres or something in the middle of Livonia. Beautiful place. And it's an orphanage for boys, and they have year-round boys living there. So coming up for Christmas, this will be nice. We'll send as many shoes as we can spare down there so that those kids have something special for Christmas this year.
Very good. Well, you mentioned some orders and filling some needs. You're in the process of doing that right now, too.
We are. We're starting to have orders come in from Head Start and Pre-Head Start and IRESA, and we're filling them with the coats. No problem with the coats. We have plenty on hand. But what we do see is we don't have any snow pants, and we have no funding for snow pants either. Maybe next year I'll try and see if we can get some grants for that. But right now I need a pair of 2T and 4T snow pants for two little boys who are in pre-Head Start.
Okay.
And if anyone's sitting on any at home, please let us know. We'd be delighted. Put them in one of the boxes for us.
Yeah, very good. Yep, of course, put a lot of things in all the boxes out there. And the last time we talked, we were just talking about the fact that you guys are a part of the Taos Whittemore Hale United Fund, but now I find out you're also part of the United Way Drive too, right?
It's just been approved quite recently, and I think it will take effect at the end of the year. We'll probably see the first check then. And United Way of Skoda is they had us up there for an interview. They know what we do because we've had connections with them for years. But now we're going to be a regular agency of theirs, so we can have those quarterly checks that you can depend on, like we get from the Taos Hale Whittemore Fund. It
Very nice.
Will make a considerable difference to our budget.
Oh, no doubt about that. Well, also making a considerable difference are the people that, you know, we talk to you every week, but there's so many people behind the scenes who really keep Iosco County Coats for Kids running.
Well, yeah, we have a lot of good people who volunteer to help us, and one couple in particular, they're members of Grace Lutheran Church, Bill and Linda Adams. I'll tell you about them. They're just wonderful people. We, Tony and I put a big order in, it was a few months ago now when the sales were on for coats and the boxes were delivered to Grace over there. Tony and I moved them all over from Grace to the storage unit. By the time we'd finished, we said, well, we're not going to start undoing these boxes. They were stacked up to the ceiling. So we arranged to come back a couple of days later. I asked Linda and Bill if they would come out there and help us, 10 o'clock on Friday morning. So Tony and I drove over there Friday morning, walked in the door. There's not a box in sight. I thought we'd been robbed. I was so upset, and Bill and Linda were already there. And then I found out they'd come the day before. They'd unpacked every box.
Wow.
They'd tagged all the coats, put them on hangers, and put them all away.
Nice.
And to add to it, she even vacuumed the floor afterwards.
Is that right?
What kind of help can we just are so blessed with the help that we get.
That's an incredible story. Yes, you're right. This community is great, and hopefully even greater by donating to the Iosco County Coats for Kids campaign. The boxes are out there. If you've got any coats that don't fit anymore, not going to wear them. The kids are gone now, so make sure to throw them into a box, and let's get a lot of coats and boots and scarves and all kinds of mittens to help out the kids this winter.
Thank you.
You're welcome, June. And if they want more information, church is the best place to call, right?
It is, or they can call us at home, 362-8161. Tony and I are always glad to hear from people.
Very good. June Percy from Iosco County Coats for Kids. June, we'll check in with you again very soon, but thanks for joining us on Sunrise Side.
Thank you, Kevin.